Welcome, everybody. Glad to see you today. Take a seat. Get your eyes closed. And let your mind slip down into the rhythm of your breath. A large part of this practice is practicing the quieting of the mind. To let it slip into the quiet of your breath. And let your practice come not from thinking, not from the mind, but from the heart. Let's drop our head down now, let it rock from side to side. Back to center, where we'll bring hands to the heart. May this practice today bring healing to the body, peace to the mind, joy to the heart, and unity with our spirit. Now from the heart, with an inhale, reach the arms up and open, and exhale, hands come back into the heart again. And as we combine this simple movement with our breath, let's offer ourselves loving kindness. May I be happy and peaceful. May I be free from pain and fear. May I live with love and compassion. May I fully awaken to my greatest potential. Hands return to the heart, and the mind slips into the quiet of the breath, and it becomes a heart-centered practice. Now inhale, reach all the way into the sky. Exhaling, we'll fold down, laying hands on the mat and stepping our feet back as we come to downward facing dog. Take a moment to stretch, to feel. You can step down one foot at a time to deepen the stretch into your legs, whatever feels good. Let's walk our hands back to our feet. Here we'll hang down in a standing forward bend, gentle and easy, just opening our body. Now walk the hands forward again. Let's return to downward facing dog. Take a nice stretch. And then we lay our knees onto the mat. We'll sit our hips down onto our heels. And with an inhale, spread your arms wide open. Exhale, wrap the right arm over the left. And then as we inhale, this time we spread the arms open, rising up. And exhale, sit down, left arm over the right. So hugging and opening, rising as you open. Now rise up one more time. And then exhaling, let's fold into child's pose. Hips reach into the heels, the hands reach forward. We find a comfortable resting place. Come here with a promise on your lips that anytime you'd like to stop for a moment of stillness, to let your mind come back to your breath more fully, you can come back to this child's pose. Now press all 10 fingers into the floor, turn toes into the earth, hips to the sky, downward facing dog. And step the right foot forward. Take the left knee onto the mat. Inhale, reach up, kneeling lunge. And exhaling, hands come down to the mat. We'll step the left foot up to meet the right. Inhale, rise all the way up. And exhale, fold all the way down. As hands come to the mat, step the right leg back. Take the knee down, kneeling lunge. And exhale, hands come down again. Let's step back. Inhale, bring shoulders over the wrists, kneeling plank. Exhale, lower down. Inhaling, the shoulders roll back as the heart lifts into cobra. And exhale, child's pose. Let's do it again. Inhale, kneeling plank. Exhale, lower. Inhaling, cobra. And with an exhale, child's pose. Toes turn into the floor again, hips to the sky, downward facing dog. This time, let's step the left foot forward. Right knee to the mat, kneeling lunge. Exhale, hands come down. We step the right foot up to meet the left. Inhale, rise all the way. Exhale, flowing down. Hands come to the mat, we step the left foot back. Knee comes to the mat, kneeling lunge. Exhaling, hands again to the mat, step back. Inhale, kneeling plank. Exhale, lower. Inhaling, cobra. And exhale, child's pose. Do that little flow a few more times. Easing into our movement. Let's let this flow be the last. And let it lay you gently back into your child's pose. And then we turn toes into the floor and hips to the sky, downward facing dog. Let's walk our feet up to meet our hands. Inhale, rise all the way up. Exhale, bring hands down to the sides. And begin to just sway side to side, letting your arms flail out as if they were empty coat sleeves flopping side to side. Come to center, arms to the sky, and then a prayer to the heart. Let's step to the very front of our mat for a sun salutation. Inhale, reach to the sky. Exhale, sink the hips down, chair pose. Inhaling, we rise up again. Here you can add a little back bend if you like. Exhale, dive down. Inhale, lift up halfway. And exhaling, our hands come to the mat. We stretch the left, right foot back, lunge or kneeling lunge. So knee up, knee down, wherever it feels good. Exhale, hands come down to the mat. We step back. Plank or kneeling plank. Exhale, lower. Inhale and arch up. Exhaling, back to downward facing dog. Let's reach our right leg up and into the sky. Step or help the right foot forward. Lunge or kneeling lunge. Exhale, hands come to the mat. We step forward. Inhale, rising on a wave of breath. Exhale, chair. Inhale, right back up to the sky. Add in that little back bend if you like it. And exhale, dive down. Inhale, halfway up. Exhale, take hands to the mat. Step the left foot back now. Lunge or kneeling lunge. Exhaling, hands come down. We step back. Plank or kneeling plank. Exhale, lower. Inhale and arch up. With an exhale, we're back to downward facing dog. This time, left leg up into the sky. Step or help the left foot forward. Lunge or kneeling lunge. Exhaling, hands down. The right foot steps forward. Inhale, ride the wave. Exhale, chair. Inhale, touch the sky. Curve into the back bend if you want. And exhale, dive down. Inhale, halfway lift. And exhale, take hands to the mat, walk the feet back. Come to downward facing dog. With the mind, slip down into the rhythm of the breath. And let this practice come from your heart, not from your head. A heart-filled practice. A heart-centered practice. So let's begin our standing flows now. As we look to the hands, let's walk or jump our feet forward. Inhale, rise all the way up. Exhale, hands to the sides. Let your head drop down, sway side to side. Coming to center, shoulders up toward the ears, around to the back, around and around. And then arms to the sky, bend the knees, swing the arms back behind you, and up into the sky again. Do that a couple more times. And then sit down into chair. So slowly the hips and the heels dig down toward the earth. The heart and the hands are lifted. And we find a center. Now bring hands into the heart in this chair pose. And then rise up from the chair, spreading arms wide open. Heart-centered practice. Dive down. Take hands to the mat, step the right foot back. Lunge or kneeling lunge. Find your nice calm breath and let your mind slip right into it. Now hands come to the heart. So we'll add a twist here. Let's take the right elbow across the left thigh, lengthening as the twist continues around to the left. Feel free in this twist to lay your back knee down if it gives you more support. Feel free in this twist to spread your arms wide open if you like the spaciousness of that. Feel free to keep a prayer tucked into your heart, whatever feels good for you. Now let the twist unwind. Take hands to the mat. Step back. Vinyasa. Inhale, plank or kneeling plank. Exhale, lower. Inhale, arch up. And exhaling back, downward facing dog. Stick our right leg up into the sky. Step the right foot forward. Lay the back foot flat. We reach up for warrior one. So as we step into each of these poses, take a moment to find a feeling of being grounded and centered. To let your mind slip down into the quiet of your breath. And let it come from your heart. And maintaining the power, the strength of your legs in this warrior one. Let hands fall behind the back. Fingers join together behind you. The shoulders roll back. The heart opens wide. And wish for yourself. Ask for yourself. May I be happy and peaceful. Slowly take your open heart and begin to reach it forward. The deep grounding of your feet, giving you the support you need to explore flexibility and balance here. Come as far as you feel comfortable. Let your hands reach up away from your back if that flexibility exists in your shoulders. It's yours to explore, to feel. From the heart, not the head. Hands fall down to the ground, and with an inhale, we reach right back up to warrior one. And then hands come to the heart, we step forward. Inhale, reach to the sky. Exhale, hands fall down to the sides. The head drop down and roll side to side. Take the shoulders toward the ears and around and around. Arms to the sky, bend the knees, swing the arms back.
right back up again.
Next time, sit the hips down, chair pose. Grounded, centered. Hands come into the heart in this chair pose. And then we rise from the chair and open wide. And dive down. Hands come to the mat, step the left foot back. Lunge or kneeling lunge. And then hands to a prayer. Again, we twist. This time taking the left elbow across the right thigh. We lengthen through the crown of the head as we twist around to the right this time. Find the way this twist feels wonderful for you. As we ask for loving kindness, we let go of judgments, prejudices, hatreds. Let this twist help you let go. And then the twist unwinds, the hands come to the mat, we step back. Vinyasa. Inhale, plank or kneeling plank. Exhale, lower. Inhale, arch up. And exhale back, downward facing dog. Left leg this time to the sky. Step the left foot forward. The back foot lays flat down. We reach up, strength, power, warrior one. Feeling grounded, centered, mind, slip down to the quiet rhythm of the breath. Hands come behind the back. Fingers join together, roll the shoulders back, let the heart open wide. And send that wish, that prayer, out to all the people around the world. May you be happy and peaceful. Slowly, with your legs strong, begin to bring your heart forward, blending together this beautiful cocktail of strength and flexibility and balance. Hands fall down to the ground. We reach to the sky with an inhale. Warrior one. May we all be happy and peaceful. Hands to the heart. Step forward. Inhale. Reach to the sky. Exhale. Hands to the sides. The head drops down. It rolls side to side. And the shoulders come up toward the ears and circle around and around. The arms reach to the sky. We bend the knees and swing our arms. And we sit down into chair. Heart center. Hands come to a prayer in this chair pose. And then we burst up wide open, heart center. Dive down. Hands come to the mat and we step the right foot back, lunge or kneeling lunge. Let hands return to the mat. Now pick the back foot up, set it flat down. Let's take pyramid pose. So feel both feet nicely grounded, straighten the legs. And then tipping from the pelvis so we have a nice protected place for our low back. Begin to explore again flexibility, balance. From the foundation of your feet. Everyone's place in this pose will be a little different because each of our bodies are so different. letting go of ego, and let it be heart-driven. Hands drop down to the mat. We step the feet back. Vinyasa. Inhale, plank or kneeling plank. Exhale, lower.
Inhale, arch up.
Exhaling, back to downward facing dog. Reach your right leg up to the sky. Take a wide step forward with the right foot. Back foot lays flat down, this time opening to warrior two, the sideways warrior. So the bulk of our body faces sideways, but we'll turn our face to look straight down the right arm. And the heart opens wide. And we wish, we ask, may I be free from pain and fear. Tiny reach forward, turn the right hand over. Spread it across the sky as you reach back into reverse warrior. As we open our side body here in this reverse warrior, let's send that prayer out across the world. May you be free from pain and fear. May all be free from pain and fear. Now spiral the arms like a cartwheel down to the ground. Step the back foot up to meet the front foot. Inhale, rise all the way up. And exhale, hands to the sides. The head drops down, it rolls from side to side. And the shoulders come up toward the ears, back and down, round and round. And the arms reach up, we bend the knees, we swing them. And we sit down into chair. In this chair, hands now come to the heart. And then we'll burst up and spread wide open, heart center. Hands come down to the mat. Step the left foot back, lunge or kneeling lunge. And then hands come down to the mat. We pick the back foot up, we lay it flat down, straightening the legs, pyramid pose. Protect your low back, make sure your pelvis turns forward. And find the depth of this pose that feels like the natural fit for your body. The place that gives you a nice gentle opening from the heart. As we ask for this loving kindness, we give it to ourselves. Nothing forceful here. Love and kindness for our body. And then hands come down to the mat. We step the feet back. Vinyasa. Inhale, plank or kneeling plank. Exhale, lower.
Inhale, arch up.
Exhaling back, downward facing dog. Reach your left leg now to the sky. Take a wide step forward with the left foot. Lay the back foot down, find warrior two. Find the feeling of being grounded, both feet flat on the floor. Find the feeling of being centered, not reaching forward or back, but centered. Feel how your heart's opening wide. And ask, wish. May I live with love and compassion. Take a little reach forward, turn the left hand over. Spread it across the sky as we open into reverse warrior. And we send that prayerful wish out into the world for all. May you live with love and compassion all around the world, all of us.
May we live with love and compassion. Spiral the hands in a cartwheel down to the ground.
Step the back foot up to meet the front. Inhale, rise all the way up. Exhale, hands to the sides. Drop the head down, let it roll side to side. Shoulders up toward the ears and around and around. Arms to the sky, let them swing. And then sit down into chair. Grounded, centered. Let your mind slip down into the quiet of your breath. Bring hands to the heart. And then rise up out of your chair, arms spread wide open, heart spread wide open. And come all the way down. Hands come to the mat, step the right foot back. Lunge or kneeling lunge. And we take hands down to the mat. Now here in this lunge with hands on the ground, begin to lower and lift your back knee, strengthening the legs. If you're feeling stronger, you can take hands off the mat and onto your thigh, or even the heart or the sky, but only go to that place where your breath is still strong, a quiet place for your mind to rest. And take hands to the mat, step back. Vinyasa, inhale plank or kneeling plank. Exhale, lower.
Inhale, arch up.
Exhaling back, downward facing dog. Look to your hands, walk or jump your feet forward. When you do, keep hands down at the ground. Now take the right hand, wrap it around the outside of the left ankle. Spin your left arm to the sky and revolve into a twist around to the left. Letting go of what you don't need. Unwind the twist. Let the left arm cross over your body to catch the outside of the right ankle. As the twist spins around in the opposite direction, right arm now to the sky or behind your back. An unwinding of this side of the twist. Inhale, rise all the way up. Exhale, hands to the sides. The head drops down, it rolls side to side. The shoulders up toward the ears, around and around. Arms to the sky, bend the knees, swing the arms. And sit down into chair for the last time. The last chair pose. Hands come into the heart. And then we burst up and open from that chair pose. Heart centered. Hands come down to the mat. Step the left foot back. Lunge or kneeling lunge. Mind slipping into the quiet of our breath. Hands come down to the mat. Lower and lift the back knee. However much support from your hands allows you to keep a quiet place in your breath. And then hands come down to the mat, we step back. Vinyasa, inhale plank or kneeling plank. Exhale, lower.
Inhale, arch up.
Exhale back, downward facing dog. One last time, look to your hands, walk or jump your feet forward. Inhale, rise all the way up.
This time, exhale, hands come to the heart.
Set your feet hip distance apart. Create a nice firm foundation for a back bend. Engage your whole lower body in strength. Take hands to the low back, make fists here. Roll the shoulders up and back. Spread the heart wide open as you curve into your back bend. And your wish, your prayer.
May I fully awaken to my greatest potential. From your heart, send that prayer across the world to everyone here, near and far. May you fully awaken to your greatest potential. Slowly, the back bend rises up through the body. The hands come to the hips. We pour the back bend in a forward bend.
May we all fully awaken to our greatest potential. Lay hands onto the mat. Walk or jump the feet back for our last vinyasa. Inhale, plank or kneeling plank. Exhale, lower.
Inhaling, arch up.
And with an exhale, back to downward facing dog. We'll lay our knees to the mat, our hips into our heels, as we set ourselves down now for a rest in child's pose. The mind into the quiet of the breath. Let your breath expand and contract through your whole body. Looking to the hands, lay your hands firmly down. Toes turn into the floor and hips reach to the sky. Come back again to downward facing dog. Walk your feet up to meet your hands. Take a nice slow inhale to rise all the way up. And exhale, hands into the heart. So we'll step now into a balancing series. Let's stand first onto the right foot, and we start with tree pose. So begin with the roots for your tree, strong and deep, and take the left foot to the ankle, or the calf, or the thigh of the right leg. Find a center with hands at the heart, and then if you feel comfortable here, you can explore growing branches up and open. The mind, in the quiet of the breath. Hands fall down to our sides now. And as we inhale, we'll scoop the arms and the left leg forward. The arms continue on up into the sky. Feel how if you push into your root system through the right foot, you can grow taller. And then bring hands to the heart as you bend the left knee. We'll take the left hand, right hand onto the left knee, left hand behind the back. Straighten up nice and tall, and let's add a twist to this pose, turning our heart around to the left. And then carefully unwinding, stepping down, enjoying a moment to stretch a little. And then step onto your left foot, plant the roots for your tree pose. Right foot, ankle, calf, or thigh. Find your center. Stay here at the center if you like, or explore branches. hands dropping down. Take the arms and the right leg forward. Arms continuing on up into the sky, and the roots grow deeper as we grow taller. Bend the knee as you take hands to the heart. Left hand on the right knee, right hand behind the back. Straighten up, lengthen, and then let's twist to the right. And unwind the twist. Step down onto 2 feet. Take a moment to stretch. And a beautiful inhale rises up. And with the exhale, flows back down to the mat. Hands touch down. We step the feet back. Lay our knees down, hips into heels. We come back to child's pose. Let's walk our hands way over to the right. Enjoying a side bend here. Hands back to center and way over to the left. And hands come back to center once again. And then we'll walk our hands in toward our knees. Crisscross our ankles. Come right over the tops of our feet to sit. So we move next into a series of forward bends. To begin these forward bends, though, we're going to roll back. So we'll either roll back onto your back, hugging your knees, or roll back and lift your hips up above your shoulders, legs behind your head, in plow or partway to plow. So to begin these forward bends, in a moment, we'll roll forward, and when we do, we'll stretch the right leg out straight. And we'll bend the left knee so the left foot comes into the inner right thigh. So when you're ready now, roll forward. Right leg out, left foot in. Inhaling, we rise up into the breath. And exhaling, we tip the pelvis forward. And take this forward bend down the right leg. And with loving kindness, gentleness, and patience, may we and all the people around the world be happy and peaceful. Life has many challenges, but through it, can we find happiness and peace? Walk up the right leg, and we roll back again with the same options as before. Either lay down, hug your knees in, or roll back into the plow. So the next forward bend will be just like the first one. It will just be on the other side. So when you're ready now, roll forward. Left leg out, right foot in. Inhaling, reaching into the breath. And with the exhale, folding over the left leg. Hips tilted forward. May we and all people everywhere be free from pain and fear. The hands walk up the left leg. And again, roll back, same options as before. So for this last forward bend, we'll come forward with both legs straight. So when you're ready, roll yourself forward. Both legs reaching out, we lift up into our breath. And exhaling, we tip our hips forward and fold into the forward bend. If it feels like you can adjust a little, you can lift back up with an inhale, tiptoe your hips back a little. And come down into a little deeper place. And in the quiet of this forward bend, may we and all people around the world live with love and compassion. May we and all people around the world fully awaken to our greatest potential. Slowly, hands walk up both legs. We'll bend our knees. We'll all roll down onto our back. Come to the floor, giving your knees a little hug, rocking side to side a bit, getting comfortable, centered. Now take both arms around the right leg. Lift the left leg up and into the sky. Now nice and slow, finding a deep abdominal strength, begin to lower that leg toward the ground. And then using that same abdominal strength, lift the leg slowly back to the sky. Now nice and slow, remembering to breathe. Continue to deepen that low belly strength. It's so important for our low back safety. But don't think about it too much. Let your mind rest in the quiet of your breath. Now lift the left leg one more time. As you do, drop your hands from the right leg. Let the foot come to the floor. Take hands behind the left leg. Now give yourself a little hamstring stretch here. And then with the left leg still up in the air, lay your hands to the mat beside you. Push into the right foot and lift into a one-leg bridge pose. Now still in the bridge, bend the left knee, take the left ankle across the right thigh and see if that bridge can lift just a little bit higher. And slowly the bridge comes back down, the legs stay as they are. When the bridge is lowered all the way down, reach behind your right leg, grab the back of it and draw the legs in. We come to this reclining variation of pigeon pose. A deep opening. Mind rests in the quiet of the breath as we allow ourselves to let go. We store emotional tension in our hips. So with every breath, let go of something that holds you back. Let go of something that is not about compassion. Legs still as they are, release the hands from behind the right leg, let the right foot come to the floor. Reach your right hand across your body to take the outside of the left leg. Draw both legs over to the right as you turn your head to the left. And then release the right hand. Legs are still crossed as they come up. Take the left hand, press the left leg deeper into the right leg so the thighs hug each other. And then reach around, grab the shins or the ankles, and bring the knees close to your chin as your head lays onto the ground, finding another opening into the left hip, another letting go. And release the legs, unwrap them, hug both knees, rock side to side. Find yourself a nice centered place. And then shift both hands onto the left leg, right leg to the sky. Finding that deep abdominal center, slowly lower the right leg toward the ground. And with low belly strength, bring it back into the sky. As you lift the right leg one more time, release the left knee. Let the left foot come to the floor, hands behind the right leg, a nice little hamstring stretch. And right leg still touching the sky, hands to the floor, push into the left foot, lift into a one leg bridge pose. And bend the right knee, right ankle across the left thigh, the bridge lifts higher. And lowering down, with legs still crossed, reach behind the left leg. Draw the legs in as you lay your head down and find the opening now in your right hip. Letting go of anything that's not love and kindness, peace and compassion. The legs still crossed, release the hands, the left foot touches the floor. Left hand crosses the body to take the outside of the right thigh, taking both legs to the left as head turns to the right. Drop the left hand to the floor, bring the legs back up, still crossed. Take the right hand, push the right thigh snug into the left. Reach around, grab the shins or the ankles, draw the knees in as you lay your head back down. Find a way into your right hip again. Deepen your letting go. Unwind the legs. Take knees in your hands. Rock your body side to side. And let's come to a nice center as we step into inversions. So you can choose to come to a shoulder stand or a bridge pose, whatever feels like a good place for you. If it's shoulder stand, be very gentle as you reach hips and legs up above the shoulders. The support of your hands holding you here. If it's the bridge pose like we did before, but this time with 2 feet on the ground, pushing into the floor to lift the bridge up. Let it be heart-centered. Let it be love and kindness. Slow, gentle, easy. Bring yourself carefully back to the floor. Hug your knees again, rock side to side. And then let's set our feet on the floor for fish pose. We'll lift the hips up, slide our hands underneath our hips. Straighten the right leg, the left leg, sit on the hands. Tuck elbows underneath your body. Let your head fall back. With the neck wide open, and then let your heart rise up and open. Full of loving kindness, full of compassion and love. And then the head lifts, and we lay that fish pose gently back onto the ground. Hands slip out from under the hips. We reach our arms behind our head in preparation for one last twist. Reaching down, take hold of the right knee. Guide it across your body to the left. Turn your head again to the right. And relax everything. Soften into this twist. Let it twist out of you any remaining stress and tension. Anything that's not love and compassion. the left hand. Let the twist unravel, laying you on your mat once again. Find your way back to a comfortable center. And then stretch the legs, reach the arms. Getting a little longer before we twist. Reach down. This time, take the left leg. Guide it over your body to the right. Turn your head to the left. The mind slips into the quiet of the breath. And we surrender into this letting go. The right hand falls, the twist unrolls. We lay ourselves back down onto the mat, finding once again a comfortable center. If you feel at all chilly, get something that will keep you warm. Lay yourself down now for this final relaxation. Close your eyes. Mind slips down farther now, through the breath and into the heart. As you tuck into this final relaxation, I share with you today a story, a parable. A young man was standing in the middle of the town, proclaiming that he had the most beautiful heart in the whole valley. A large crowd gathered, and they all admired his heart, for it was perfect. There was not a mark or a flaw on it. But then an old man appeared at the front of the crowd. He said, "Your heart is not nearly as beautiful as mine." The crowd and the young man looked at the old man's heart. It was beating strongly, but full of scars. It had places where pieces had been removed and other pieces put in, but they didn't fit quite right, and there were several jagged edges. The young man looked at the old man's heart and laughed. "You must be joking," he said. "Compare your heart with mine. Mine is perfect, and yours is a mess of scars and tears." "Yes," said the old man, "yours is perfect looking, but I would never trade with you. You see, every scar represents a person to whom I have given my love. I tear out a piece of my heart and give it to them. And often they give me a piece of their heart, which fits into the empty place in my heart. But because the pieces aren't exact, I have some rough edges. Sometimes I have given pieces of my heart away, and the other person hasn't returned a piece of his heart to me. These are the empty gouges. Giving love is taking a chance. And although these gouges are painful, they stay open, reminding me of the love I have for these people and the hope that someday they may return and fill the space. So now, do you see what true beauty is?" The young man stood silently, with tears running down his cheeks. He walked up to the old man, reached into his own perfect, young, and beautiful heart, and ripped a piece out and offered it to the old man. The old man took his offering, placed it in his heart, and took a piece from his old, scarred heart and placed it in the wound in the young man's heart. It fit, but not perfectly, as there were some jagged edges. The young man looked at his heart, not perfect anymore, but more beautiful than ever, since love from the old man's heart flowed into his. a moment now to bring a quiet closure to your own practice in whatever way feels meaningful for you today. And then when you feel that closure, roll over onto your right side, resting there in love and kindness, peace and compassion. And then very carefully, nice and slow, return to where we began our practice. With the mind resting in the quiet of the breath. Take a moment now to offer your gratitude for this practice today, for the gifts that you've received, and for how wonderful you feel. One more time, we'll drop our heads down, let them rock side to side. And in a return to center, our arms ride a wave of breath up into the sky. Our hands come together in a prayer that we bring first to our forehead for love and compassion in our thoughts today. To our lips for love and compassion in our words. And to our heart for love and compassion in our heart. May the sun shine upon you. All love surround you. And may the pure light within you guide your way on. Together we say, Namaste. Have a great day. Have a great weekend.